You're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM for the Local Journalism Initiative. I'm Joshua Bullard. Safety, accountability, and legal roadblocks at local ice rinks. The City of Sherbrooke is standing firm on its decision to refuse the installation of live barn streaming cameras in its municipal areas, citing legal constraints around municipal subsidies and administrative barriers. The decision has sparked a wider debate around the safety of young sports officials, who continue to face growing pressure and toxic behavior from the stands and benches. Supporters of the technology argue that video evidence is essential not only for reviewing incidents and supporting disciplinary action, but also for discouraging verbal and physical abuse before it happens. I spoke with 16-year-old minor hockey referee Caleb Bulduk, with his father, Kevin Bulduk, who are actively challenging the city's decision. We discussed the atmosphere young officials face on the ice, the role cameras could play in improving accountability, and why they believe safety should take priority over bureaucratic obstacles. Here is that conversation. You're out there on the ice at 16 years old officiating games, which takes a lot of guts. Many people don't realize the kind of pressure young officials face. From your own firsthand experience, what is the atmosphere really like on the ice and coming from the stands during a tense minor hockey game here in Sherbrooke?
I mean, it always depends on the game, but most of the time is pretty fun, pretty chill. It's lower calibers. Majority of of younger officials do smaller calibers, so it's pretty chill. But when you get into bigger calibers like AAA or D1 from a scholarship, it can become intense if it's a final or if it's an important match. And pressure always goes on you when you're doing bad decisions or if you're taking wrong turns. So I like refereeing games because it's always your decisions that matter, and that's what puts pressure on you. So if you're going a good game, even if it's the most important game of the year for this team, if the parents are in, if there's a lot of trouble and everybody's not calm, everybody's trying to push you around, if you're in your zone, if you're doing it right, you won't feel anything. I mean, you're in the zone, you're concentrated on the game, you watch every little thing happen before you. It's a lot of pressure, but when you're good, when you're in the zone, you don't feel it at all.
You get to referee games alongside your dad, Kevin, which is a pretty unique dynamic. When the two of you stepped up to advocate for these cameras, what specific situations did you have in mind where having video evidence would have completely changed how a toxic incident or dispute was handled?
Yeah, there's a lot of incidents where a camera matters. It's when there's something happening, when the tension goes up, always people who can't control their emotions pretty well. So they always try to push you around, they'll try to scream at you in the best case, or even get physical. But that's where the camera intervenes. I mean, it can try to calm down things, because if you know your film, you won't do as bad of things to referees. The good thing about cameras is that it's filming everything. So if something bad happens, you can just put the video evidence out. You can just show the video to court or to the disciplinary committee, Hockey Sherbrooke, and just talk it out and make better agreements, because you can always watch it again and see exactly what happened in that modified version.
The city's legal team blocked live barns specifically due to concerns over municipal subsidy laws. If the live barn platform itself is the roadblock, are there other technological options or camera formats you and your dad would support? For example, could the city install its own internal security camera system strictly for safety, disciplinary reviews, rather than a commercial streaming service?
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know why it's not already happening. I mean, cameras are like the norm now. Every private building of a company has it. I mean, the city, you could be interpreted like a private company. It's easy for them to just put out a system like they did with the free Wi-Fi. It's easy to just put it to use, and it doesn't take a lot of time, and it's just easy to use, easy to access. It's easier for everybody. I don't know why we need a private company for that. I mean, the city could do it very easily.
Interestingly, the privately owned Complex Thibault GM here in Sherbrooke does use live barn cameras successfully, while the city-owned arenas are blocking them. When you referee at Thibault GM, versus a city-run arena, do you actually notice a difference in accountability or how safe you feel?
Yes and no. When you're in the game, you don't think about the cameras. But when you're out the game and something bad happens, it's always good to have the cameras. I mean, you can always watch what happened. You can always watch what the parent did or watch what the coach did, what the little kid did. And Thibaut Jam is a big complex, so there's pretty good matches there. And it's always cool to watch it and to just acknowledge your own mistakes, acknowledge the parent's mistake. And it's always, you always feel safer because you're grounded. You can see everything. You can know, you can rewatch it. You know, you can rewatch it. You know, you can always, if something bad happens, you can always watch it again. You can always see. That's why you feel safer right there. And that's why a live bomb is important, or even any cameras is important. It's because you can always rewatch it later to take good actions and to put better consequences on people who do bad things.
Sherbrooke has officially maintained its refusal, claiming the technology creates an administrative barrier to the city councilors, the mayor, and even the other young athletes and refs watching this unfold. What is your message about why player and referee safety should outweigh these legal roadblocks?
It's safety of our children. And it's not safety of children or parents. It's also what is the image we give to our children. I mean, if you see someone fighting in the stands, or you see a player fighting with another guy, it's not the image you want to give. And cameras prevent a bit of that. And you can watch it, show it to people and say, that's not acceptable. You can take videos from that. You can show it to everybody and teach people that we don't accept that in Sherbrooke or even in Quebec. That's not something you want. So it's important for the council and mayor, city council and mayor, just put that as a priority, because it's not just something about we don't want things to happen. It's about security, and it's about what we can teach people in the future, what things are unacceptable and what things are not. Like, people like me, like young officials, they don't want to get screamed at by a 40-year-old guy. I mean, we're trying our best. It's a job like everyone, like every other. You got to learn from it. You got to try to grow. You grow within it. It's an important thing to comprehend. You're not, yeah, the guy is paid on the ice, but he's not a perfect human. He won't do every call, you call, but even that, some parents in the stands are not officials themselves, so they don't know the rules and they think it's a call, but it's not a call because a certain rule applies. And that's the thing, that's an important thing, because you can rewatch the game and say to everybody, that's not a call because there's this specific rule, and that's not something we want to see ever again. That's not acceptable in Sherbrooke. That's something important about cameras that the city council and mayor needs to know. It's not just about securing priority, even if it's that. It's also about educating people and teaching them that we can't do that.
That was local youth official Khalid Boulduk sharing a first-hand perspective on the safety and educational value of video monitoring in sports complexes. While city-owned facilities in Sherbrooke continue to block the commercial live barn platform due to legal and structural concerns, private venues in the area, such as Complex Thibaut GM, continue to operate the system successfully. As Kevin and Khalid Boulduk continue to push municipal leaders to prioritize safety and look into alternative internal camera infrastructure, the ball remains in the city's court. Reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative and CJMQ 88.9 FM, I'm Joshua Bullard.